time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. This is a very interesting article by Senator John Kyle about the fact that I'll put it in my language, that for the most part, the whole of Western Europe and much of America are just nations of cowards, like they were in the Second World War. You can predict the outcome of any response to threat is to cower before the oppressor and to feel offended by those who stand up as if they were the oppressors. It's a fascinating specter of history repeating itself and us never learning from history because each generation is stupid. They come into the world stupid and they don't learn from history. About the only thing you learn from history is you don't learn from it. Some people do. I didn't have to because I have perception and I never lost it. And it guided me through my life against bullies and cowards, poisonous people, people who enjoy degrading you. Have you ever noticed, for example, let me see if we can go into this subject matter delicately, and not that it makes me very popular to get you to see yourself, which is most of you, but you've got to see your cowardice in some form, even taking a bully's form. Every coward is a bully before someone who cowers before them. And it is a very strange problem. I shall repeat this after the station break. Have you ever noticed, have you ever been degraded and been demoralized by a parent? Someone who was a big bully and noticed that other people can also do to you what was done to you, as though you've been set up to have that loyalty transferred to other bullies who look the same, act the same way, and have carried the same disgusting authority, unearned authority, only the authority that you give them by cowering. And how you, when you're called all kinds of horrible names, accused of the very thing they're guilty of, you, after a while, you take it on. And then you feel like you've done something wrong with them, and it's your pleasure to want to give in to them, to make them happy. And as though that by, you feel happy when you give in to the bully because you're making the bully happy, which makes you happy. You're living from another person's, out of another person's feelings, but while that person is taking shape in you. Who understood what I just said? Anybody understand that? 866-8883. I know you have felt it. I'm walking my granddaughter through a lot of stuff she experienced at the hands of a certain person in her life. And it's incredible the links that have to be broken and how determined she is to break them and how determined that other person is to make sure that they are not broken, that they hold on to her demoralization. And that's what happens in families. I have a book. I beg you to buy a copy of this book. It's called How to Survive Your Parents. And the chapter I'd like you to read, it'll just horrify you, but it'll also enlighten you. Because if you understand what the problem is, you're on the way to curing it. Parental injustice, cause of violence. We are not aware of the harm we do to our children. We are aware, maybe we may be aware of the harm our parents have done to us, but we're not aware of what we do to others. And we're not aware of how much pleasure we get by cowering. And ladies and gentlemen, the whole nation is about to cower. We'll be right back.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227. It's time for Advice Line.
The waking up was so painful. I went through a blind rage and a nervous breakdown of the programming, and feel like I've gotten a second innocence back.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
Some anger come up, and I don't do anything about it like I used to.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, from the programming, she went through all kinds of pain, but now she feels like she's got a second innocence back again. But what about the first one? How did you lose it? I open murderer, drunken bum, when you weren't really any of those things. Or have your father name those things when he wasn't, but then it drove it to him. It drove him to that, excuse the expression. But you yourself, have you ever seen it happen to people where they become the thing, become the object of contempt? And then they seem to enjoy it. Have you ever been degraded to the point where you feel pleasure pleasing your abuser? Do you know how widespread this is in this country? We enjoy being abused. We equally enjoy the pleasure of abusing others. Sometimes in the name of their own good, in our mind at least, the pleasure we get is the pleasure we see of people, innocent people. It's always the innocent people that you demoralize, and or the more innocent than you are to be more demoralized. There's a certain pleasure that the demoralizer gets, but strangely, the demoralized feels pleasure, it gets a certain pleasure, a sense of worth from pleasing those who demoralize, the abuser. The abuser is pleased to see you demoralized because your innocence goes away, the contrast to his evil, or her evil, as the case may be. And this is about to show its ugly head again. It's already showing its ugly head because America is already on the way to self-destruction. Just like Europe in the Second World War, you wouldn't remember it. Things are interested in somebody else's rear end or pleasures and excitement and drinking and drugs and the American Idol or whatever it is. There's all too many of you. It's frightening to see how many of you haven't got a brain. You have lost consciousness. It's almost like you're not human anymore. You're not even aware that you're being demoralized. And conversely, you're not aware that you're doing the demoralizing yourself as a parent. You're letting others do it for you to your children, school, etc., etc. And my job this evening is try to save this nation from a fate worse than death. Because I can see it all happening. It's all predictable. You're all predictable. Let me read you something. I very rarely read anything. Because I'm my own person. I get little snippets of the news.
And I'll insert it somewhere during the program as a, you know, someone agreeing with me or helping to make a point because somebody else said it also in a better way than I could have said it, or not as well. And so, but this needs to be said because it's been said so many times, but you haven't heard it. It's not in the newspapers. You don't hear it on television or see it on television anywhere, but you'll hear it on this program because I am trying to save this country single-handedly from itself. Because you are an abused nation. You've learned to abuse each other. It's a system, a dog-eat-dog system. You've got a name for it. And it fits the description I opened the program, or with which I opened the program. Now, here it is from a senator. And I'll read it to you, if you don't mind. Please forgive me. Crisis of courage. I've said, most of you people who have problems, anxieties and fears and emotional illnesses and bipolars and schmolas and social anxiety disorders, they've got hundreds of names for emotional conditions that you're taking pills for, is lack of courage. You're afraid to face that you're a coward and that you're a bully and a coward. You're weak before the strong and strong before the weak. And you don't know that you are being abused because you enjoy it. You enjoy appeasing the abuser. You even go fetch his beer and make him happy. But you've just degraded yourself in doing it. And you made him happy. Or you made yourself happy because he didn't appreciate it, so you got at least you got a judgment out of it. You feel superior to the pig. All right, that you're married to. You get the point? But here it is. A Crisis of Courage by former Senator John Kyle. Do we in the West have the wisdom and confidence to prevail against Islamic terror? Washington. In a speech to Harvard, as if they'd hear, university's graduating class in 1978. Oh, well, look how long ago that is. It shows you I haven't done my own work. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Oh, yes. Well, I remember Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He was a Russian dissident, was in the Russian prison camps, gulags, for 20 to 25 years. And he came to America, and when he tried to warn America, this is just off the cuff now, when he tried to warn the American liberals about what was about to happen here, they published a little bit of what he said, the warnings, and then he went home because it never got to you. But he said, Alexander Solzhenitsyn attacked the West's weak confrontation of communism. His words remain instructive today as we face a different ideological threat. He warned, the Western world has lost its civil courage, and rhetorically asked, should one point out that from ancient times, declining courage has been considered the beginning of the end? He lamented that no weapons, no matter how powerful, can help the West until it overcomes its loss of willpower. Now, do you see in America how we sort of berate ourselves? Let me just, well, there's so many things that can come out of this little speech. Solzhenitsyn's belief in faith and courage undoubtedly drew the attention of a new generation of leaders, and that's Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Pope Paul, and so on and so forth, like the giants of America's foundings, came to the positions of authority at historically propitious time. It helps to supply the essential willpower of which Solzhenitsyn spoke. Under their strong leadership, communism collapsed. Democracy and free market economies gained currency and liberty and on the march worldwide. Unfortunately, in our respite from ideological confrontation was short-lived, and once again the same lack of courage has inherited the West's struggle against global terrorists, many of them state-sponsored. Solzhenitsyn actually foresaw much of our current predicament in 1978 in his commencement address. He observed that the political and intellectual bureaucrats get tongue-tied and paralyzed when they deal with powerful governments and threatening forces, with aggressors and international terrorists. Consider the example of the UN's weak resolution against Iran. He observed, when the government starts an earnest fight against terrorism, the public opinion immediately accuses it of violating the terrorists' civil rights, And there are many cases that he gives them. Now, this is inherent in people. It's inherent in civilizations, in democracies, where every man has the right to be his own dictator. See, in a family, in a business owned by someone, a school teacher, a school, everybody are little tyrants. Each one of us has the right to be our own dictator. In a dictatorship, like what's about to happen in Hugo Chavez, South America, there's only one big dictator, and then there's union. Ah, like the Borg, what one thinks, all think. Therefore, there's union. So we are facing a unity of evil. We have a fractured unity here. Each following different leaders, gang leaders, political leaders, religious leaders, you name them. So on and so forth, we're fractured. And worst of all, we have the self-loathing. Have you noticed how when you are subject to being accused of something you didn't do and being degraded by that all your life? Come on now, there's lots of you out there. There's millions of you out there. There's nothing new about this. But you are degraded. Your innocence is not tolerated by those who have been degraded before you. Every bully is a coward before a bigger bully than themselves. Bullies are created from childhood. This is what happens in Islam. You don't have a chance to be anything but part of a system of bullies and cowards, all the way down, that where one thinks, all thinks after a while. It spreads like a disease. One bully creates two. Two find their own victims. Exponential. It spreads out like, oh, just like a stone dropped in a pond, like waves going outward throughout all of society. And so only not even the strongest people can resist. And they run. There's murder and holocausts and horror in the air. We're not there yet. But we would fold upon each other at a certain point. Already our country is divided. The first threat of terrorism was ignored. The second, the third, the fourth. We pretend it didn't happen. That's what we try to do. We try to appease the bully. We try to make peace. We're peace-loving people. We're born to want to be at least peaceful. There's a good side of all of us, but there's a bad side of other people that sort of grows. It's like you're born in sin. It's like a weed that's indigenous to the earth. We who are brave, who are going to be brave and noble, we have to be reborn, be saved from that earthiness, which grows up, is easily nourished by its environment. And some people are loath to give it up. So once it's nourished in them, once they've been degraded, the only power they know is to get the power they lost to their parents, to the bully, by doing unto others as was done to them. And then they get recruits. And they get a recruit that's a bully. And then, of course, each bully has their own bully they cower before. And to please. And the pleasure of their bully gives them pleasure, gives them reinforcement for what is becoming of them in the likeness of their bully. But they have to give up life force. They have to give subservience. They have to give up freedom. They have to kneel before the bully. And that pleases the bully, of course, that pleases the bullied. The bullied feel the pleasure of the bullied. The bullied feel the pleasure of the bully. Get it? It's very hard to give up the pleasure of the bully because it's all you are. And it's hard not to. Even if you try not to be like them, it's hard not to be like them. It's hard to give up the pleasure of when they come calling. Because they can pull out what is in you. They can call upon it. They have something of them in you that answers. And it could be very, very deeply buried from childhood towards a mother or father, especially mothers. I wish we would know how cruel mothers can be, because it always seems like it's fathers. But mostly it's the women that are cruel. Actually, women hate each other more than they hate men. So they're like a war for other men's soul, for the attention. They envy the beauty of another woman. so on and so forth. And it's a hateful envy. They emulate it. They try to dress up like it, look like it, be better than it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying something you really don't know. Is that correct? And so I want to talk about this evening. And that's my opening salvo. And if I can get to talk intelligently to somebody, and I'm looking for my first really good caller. I told David, just give me my first good strong call. Then I'll take almost any call after that, because a good strong call opening is good. Now, I beg you, please, to go to the website, and for a small donation, you can download How to Survive Your Parents. And go straight to chapter Parental Injustice, includes school too, everything. It is, I wrote this like 35 years ago, and it was brilliantly edited by my now deceased, wonderful editor. I have editors now, and I love them, but they're not nearly as good as Dorothy Baker. I'm sorry. I choke up a little bit because she, for 40 years, she edited my work and never charged anything at all, just did it. I'd hand over the notes, and she'd give me back perfectly written pages. So I was able to write a lot of books. I'd write my work, and she'd just add a word here and a word there, which was just made it stronger. And it's called, the book is called How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent should read. I beg of you, I plead with you, go to the website, and for a paltry donation, very small sum, you can download the whole book and then keep downloading it and sharing pages with your friends. Also, if you go to the FHU.com, by the way, FHU.com. Also, on Wednesday, that tomorrow, the subject matter, how to overcome the poisonous culture of liars and bullies. Liars and bullies. It is impossible unless you understand what you're dealing with, unless you understand, to find some strength within yourself that they took away from you and replaced with themselves. Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you get it? It's a new system. You don't understand what he just said. Those are just words. I also have a book called The Secret Power of Words. And you should read Words, it's on page 29. Words, the Deadliest Drug. These two chapters blow your mind clean. I was reading them. I said, did I write that? No, I couldn't have known. I was too young. It's there. I still got what I had then. But in the book, it's more eloquent than me. At least I think so, anyway. So it's How to Survive Your Parents and the Secret Power of Words. Page 19, Parental Justice, the Cause of Violence that Includes Every Parent. How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent who used to be a child needs to read, because you will do to your child, whether you try to or not, it will happen. And children will just have, some kids will survive it, many will not. And there's no cure for it. There is no social, no, those who rise to the occasion to help your children will make them worse. Those programs don't get any better. They don't understand what the process is. They're part of the problem. The friend in need is a fiend indeed. When someone rises to give you sympathy and comfort, you've got to be careful, because the bully does that too. It doesn't matter if they rise in the form of a comforter and friend. Pretty soon you become dependent upon their pleasure, and pretty soon you're doing it. And they become the next tyrant. How many times you've been married? All right. Let's take our call then. Would you call my office tomorrow, at least for these books? But the CD is for free on the web, and it's called Be Still and Know, and it has the antidote to your conditioning since childhood. There is nothing like it. 57 years I've been understanding how hypnosis works, that life itself is hypnosis. I got another book, The Hypnosis of Life. Life itself is hypnotic. Being degraded is to be affected, effectively in a hypnotic trance for all of your life. All that someone has to do is to come calling and pull out of you what's planted in there like the Manchurian candidate. You've all got it. There are no exceptions. I had a very famous friend call me the other day. He said, could you hypnotize me? I said, no. And then I said, you've just come out of that. He said, what do you mean? And I pointed out to him a circumstance which we helped him through. It was an awful circumstance, but he couldn't say no to those people. Just a good friend. And I said, that's what hypnosis is. You don't want me to do this to you. You want to be your own person. You want to come back to being true to yourself as you would have been had you weren't been violated as a child. There you are. Now we can take our calls. 866 Radio Roy. That's the number to call me. Business hours, West Coast time. FHU.com is the website. And this number to call on this program is, let's see, 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. Now, I won't read any more. I won't read anything. I was going to, if there was no calls, you know how sometimes I get carried away with my opening statements. And so everybody's fixated or doesn't call one of the two. And I was ready to read this chapter to you. But I'm not going to because I've got lots of calls. Now, good Lord, I've taken up almost half an hour. By Jove, well, let me just say hello to someone, and then we'll carry on after the Bill in after the break. Hello, Bill. We'll say hello, a few words, and we'll carry on after the break. Is that all right with you?
That's all right with me, Roy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, okay, I've been listening to you for, maybe 8 or 9 years now, and I've been a public school teacher down here in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. About 22 years now, and I think the more I came around and the more I let my light shine, the more
you were despised. The more you were despised.
Absolutely despised.
That's right.
I was forced out of a school after 16 years last June. I had never had a negative evaluation, and they came after me. Trumped up charges.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, well, you can expect, listen carefully. As the liberals get in, you're going to find that more people like yourself will be accused of things they didn't do, get broken in court trying to save themselves. And you can't find an impartial jury.
Hey, Roy, you nailed it right on the head. Here's what they did. They came after me with an intention to dismiss, and they delayed the hearing that by law they were supposed to hold within 60 days,
yes.
And then they talked my attorney into delaying the hearing for 6 months. And, of course, you know, the attorneys, they love that because then they could run up the bill.
Well, doctors do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're instructed. The doctors are instructed in the hospital to do invasive procedures that are not necessary because it makes them more money.
Well, okay, let me tell you what happened, Roy. So finally, it didn't look like they were going to get their way, and because I kept fighting, and maybe I had a little more money than they thought. And so then they offered me a pretty handsome sum to go away, and they promised that they would give me letters of recommendation.
No, they won't keep their promise.
They didn't keep their promise.
No, I mean, no, it's predictable. They're all liars. And
right.
Those are the ones teaching the children.
They're the ones teaching the children.
And the one turning them against their own country.
That's it. Well, yeah. Roy, they...
Hold the line. I'll let you talk after the break. And I'll let you talk, I promise. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is in dangerous situation. It's obvious what's happening, and not a damn thing you can do with it. Please let me be your spokesman. Let me help you, because I know how to deal with those people. I know what's coming at me. I know what's coming at me, but I'm not afraid. I know how to deal with it. I need you to be behind me. That's all. We'll be right back. Show number is... Well, let's see. What is it? 4561. Thank you.
best advice I ever received. I called you up. I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
So watch and learn how to keep the next upsetting moment outside your head. Also, stop struggling with those nagging thoughts inside your head. And then there, in that clear space within you, discover the gift of healing. Download the CD, Be Still and Know, and rediscover the innocence of a little child. Do this, and bless the day you heard this message. Go to FHU.com, that's FHU.com, for information about the call-in radio program Advice Line on Internet and XM. Please call 866-RADIO-ROY. That's 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
Celebrating 47 years on the radio, Roy Masters continues to provide unequaled advice and social insight as the nation's longest-running spiritual counselor and radio talk show host. Roy's weeknight show, Advice Line, is heard on 130 radio stations and on XM Satellite Radio Channel 166, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific Time. The show can also be heard streaming on the web at FHU.com. Roy Masters Foundation of Human Understanding is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to assisting all those who are interested in perfecting their spiritual growth through the principles of Judeo-Christianity by providing materials, lectures, and assistance through radio programs and published materials such as New Insights, a monthly newsletter that will keep you up to date with news, views, events, and Roy's latest writings. Did you know the foundation operates an active prison ministry that reaches thousands of inmates through radio programs? From 1998 to 2003 alone, the foundation supplied materials to over 11,000 inmates. Your tax-deductible donations provides this free service to troubled people around the world who cannot afford to pay anything. If you enjoy the show, now you can get a whole month, up to 40 hours of Roy Masters' Advice Line radio program on a single MP3 CD. To order, call 1-800-877-3227 or order on the internet at FHU.com. And now everyone can enjoy the fun and insights of Roy's weekly meetings at the Foundation of Human Understanding. The Sunday sessions are personal, spontaneous, enlightening, humorous, and always uplifting, with a collection of 20 Sunday lectures on each MP3 CD. To place an order, make a contribution, or for more information, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, or send mail to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. You can also call 1-800-877-3227.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
That's 1-800-866-8883.
Erica, you're headed towards dictatorship, like in South America. Hugo Chavez, he's just about to vote himself dictator for life, and the people are going to give it to him, don't you see? They need unity. And only that kind of man, the strongest bully, will give it to you. Where everyone recognizes a bully, regardless of whether it's a bully preacher or a bully parent or a bully school teacher. But the bully nature is overruled all of the bullies are overruled by the most confident one, the one who has the most power and charisma and wicked conference, like lots of scalps under his belt. All right, we're just quickly taking Bill, because he's just describing the horror of school and how they selectively destroy the good teachers. I've seen this before, and the children. And you Americans, you, my American brothers and sisters, you stood by and let it happen. And I'll take you on in just a little bit. Go ahead, Bill, because you got to finish off real fast, because you haven't got a problem that I can deal with. You're just commenting on what I just said, but it's interesting to listen. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I guess I'm just looking for some encouragement, because I'm in this world where I was on a website called RateMyTeachers.com. I was the number one rated teacher at my school, and they ran me out of the. They ran me out. I got another job in another.
But now you know why children burn down schools and they don't burn down ice cream parlors.
Right. Absolutely. At my school right now, though, a lot of the kids and a lot of the teachers are actually afraid to say anything now.
I know it. But look, Bill, I love you. You're bearing witness. Some people think you and I are in cahoots with each other, but it's true. I've seen the war against decency and common sense for 46 years. I've been on the air 47 years. I knew nothing about politics. I could care anything about politics. The minute I started to help the family, started my program helping families to become good families, I got attacked from all sides. I didn't understand it. I went to England with my book. And the English TV and the English radio started attacking me as though some weirdo. What's going on here? Then I realize there's a concerted attack against the family to destroy it, so that when you separate the father, you disenfranchise the father. The government will have the demoralized and broken family. They get to be in control of everything. Yeah. And they decide decide how you're going to vote. You're going to vote for those who will then give you welfare and support and encouragement, and help the woman to be in charge of the children, which is like winning the war that goes on in every family, that women should never win. All of that? The once removed serpent of Paradise Lost is ensconced in power called left-wing government.
Wow.
Or right-wing, whatever that happens to be, fascists, any kind of fascism, whether it's left or right. Gotta go now. Bill, I appreciate it. I will just give my audience, I don't know if this will do any good, but I'll say it. I'm not so well known, or if I am well known, people don't talk about me except in not so glowing terms. But the way you can save your children is a mass exodus from the school system, to cancel all your left-wing newspapers, all of them, and stop watching anything on the three major networks. Absolutely rob them of the power. It's like taking the oil money away from the terrorists. You see, but the trouble is you're addicted to what's happening, something bad happening somewhere, especially to our... We're self-loathing. Don't you see? We're self-loathing. After we've been loathed and degraded, we are self-loathing. We've become so much like what we've hated that we loathe what is better than us. Why do you think, I mean, look, Bush is not the wisest man in the world. He's a decent fellow. Why do you think kids think he's a terrorist? Because they are self-loathing. They loathe their fathers. But a lot of people, look at the position I'm in. Have you ever resented me? Have you projected a father figure? You want me to help you? You want me to help save you? You need a father in your life, so you look to me. I get that. Then you find yourself resenting me for failing you. Somehow you've set me up to fail. And you enjoy it. You enjoy being angry with me and judging me. Then you feel guilty, and then you send me money. I don't need that kind of money. I want that kind of money. If you give it, I don't know you. As long as I don't know you're giving it to me, I'll take it. But if I knew you were giving it to me, I'd give it to you back. That's it. I mean, this kind of thing is... But it's commonplace. We're all victims, creating victims. And so when terror comes, you're going to see half the country immediately cling to the bully. Subservient to please. It's the same spirit of the father, the mother, the teacher in school. The same spirit. The spirit of the left is exactly the same as the spirit of the Islamic fascists. There's not any difference. Same devil. Left or right, it's the same thing, just a different appearance, different name to it. One's red, one's white. One's green and one's pink. Same devil. So you can see the left setting your country up to fail. Do you really think they care for you? No, they don't care for you. They only want to demoralize the president. They don't want him to succeed. If they succeed, what chance do they have for power? Power is all they want. So they demoralize your president. They demoralize everybody that's good. You were good once. You wondered why you were demoralized when you were a kid. It's because you were better than the bully. You held up a contrast to the bully and you didn't even know that you made him feel uncomfortable. And after a while, you felt comfortable just pleasing them. And then you felt miserable, self-loathing towards yourself and loathing towards others who are still innocent. That's how it works. You're a victim. You're addicted. You're hypnotized. Plain and simple. And who's gonna tell you this? The pharmaceuticals have got you. The illegal drug pushers have got you. The politicians have got you. The movie stars have got you. The band leaders and the rock stars have got you with their sick music. The sicker it is, the more from hell it is, the more it comforts you. If hell would open up and the frankincense and myrrh would come in and violets, they would be coughing and spluttering. Crap, they'd enjoy. Enjoy their own stink. No. Excuse the expression, but we are in serious trouble. You're all addicted to drugs, legal and illegal. Because you've got no courage. You don't know how to face your own weaknesses. You cower. You're afraid to speak up. You're in a free country, God, for God's sakes. And you're still afraid to speak up. I don't see Christians marching in the street like the communists and the socialists and the illegal aliens are all organized. Where are you? Singing Onward Christian Soldiers down the street? And praying to God for help? You're the agent. You're the change agent. Where are you? You're just a bunch of cowards. You don't even know why you're cowards. You don't understand the game that's being played. Go to my website and download a free issue of Brainwashing the Synthesis of the Russian Textbook of Psychopolitics. It's been planned for years. You won't be able to read it. It's already happened. It'll scare you when you read it. 66 pages on my website, FHU.com. Okay, now we're going to go to, who's next? Massachusetts, hello. Iris, how are you doing?
Mr. Masters, hello.
Hi. Well, hello.
It's such an honor to speak with you once again.
Thank you.
I'm calling you because from listening to you now these past few years, I realize that I've become that Manchurian candidate for my mother and that
yes.
I've been sacrificing my life to her. And you, through your meditation technique and through the wisdom that you impart on your shows, like for today you're talking about women hating mothers or women hating women more than men.
Yes.
Even. And I want to thank you for helping deliver me back to my creator.
To your innocence.
To my innocence, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's your second innocence. You see, the second innocence is powerful.
Yeah.
If
mm-hmm.
it's real, because nobody has a hold on you. There's nothing in you that anyone can pull out and make obey.
And
I'm talking to my granddaughter. My granddaughter is going through the same thing with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes. And she's very persistent and as if I was the enemy. You know how that is.
Well, this is my situation. I am slowly deprogramming. It's going in layers.
Oh, it will go away. It will go away over the years, but you're getting okay. better every day. That's the beauty of it. It's almost as though you're better now completely. However, you're going to be tested, and when you're tested, those moments come, you'll see where you fail. But before you fail, you'll get to see where the failure is, and you'll catch it just in time. And if you don't, you say, I see what's going on. And next time it happens, or something similar happens, you'll catch it and break the chain.
I do see that I am acquiring far more objectivity. And I am allowing the rage is dissipating, that I can look at it as opposed to...
Well, to the degree that it dissipates, to the degree that they lose their power over you.
Exactly. But
they intimidate you for the purpose of getting to you. Do you see that?
Yes, but my mother and I feel as though I'm back in the scene of the crime with her in order to try to... I've been trying to navigate or maneuver my way out with her, and she...
Well, no, you don't really need to be around her, necessarily.
Well, I'm not around her. I haven't actually seen her for 15 years. She lives 3,000 miles away from me.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But
there are those who look like her and smell like her.
Exactly, but I actually do have a correspondence with my mother, and I've been... because I had suffered major depression for so many years and was absolutely paralyzed with...
I would suggest that correspondence in writing is not good.
You would.
I would break with her completely and heal. And you don't have... If your mother died, how would you get your practice? I mean, if someone took your piano away and you didn't learn it correctly, how would you practice without a piano? Well, there's other pianos, the one other than the one they took away that you lost. There are other mothers out there. There are other women out there you could practice on who have the same nature as your mother, and they will try to pull out of you what your mother planted and make you subservient to them. See, I got to go now because we have a lot of calls, but I'm glad to hear you getting better. I'm Roy Masters. You're very welcome. Thank you. 866. I've been trying to urge you, which I very rarely do, because I opened my book, How to Survive Your Parents, and I was wondering what I'd be talking about tonight. David Master sent me something interesting when I read that, which dovetailed in How to Survive Your Parents, page Parental Injustice. It includes every kind of injustice, of course. Injustice rules. Injustice has power. Don't expect justice, because if you expect justice, you get injustice. The whole purpose of injustice is to upset you. You say to yourself, why? They didn't have any right to do that. I didn't do anything to that. You don't have to do anything wrong. You just have to be decent, wholesome. Now, that's what they hate that. They want to get their teeth in your neck. They want to destroy the accused. They look down their nose. You make them feel uncomfortable. You don't even know how uncomfortable innocence makes the beast feel. So, How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent should read. You've got to survive the generations. You're all victims. And you all cringe before the bully, and you are the bully before those who cringe to you. And they all grow up, and it's a system of things that cannot be broken, and it's asking for dictatorship. And they're rising in America now, South America, and here, turning country against its own president in time of war. Can anyone believe such a thing? And guess what? You're putting up with it. You're actually going for it. You're actually believing it. You're actually weakening your own president, inviting the enemy in your midst so that you'll all fail, you'll all suffer. Now, all those people care about on the left is winning, being empowered, to be in charge, to be have political power. That's all they want. They don't care about you. Not about you. It's about power. See that? Of course, they'll always accuse others of what they are. They're accusing the president of what they are. Isn't it what they do to you? How to Survive Your Parents? On the web, FHU.com. Download it. For donation. Secret Power of Words. Download that and go to words, the deadliest drug, because words will kill you. They can also cure you. Be right back. Antidote to the horror engulfing this country, the poisonous culture, is to become a noble, find your roots. The innocence with which you were born. Look at your little children, 2, 3 years old, how beautiful they are. And when they open their mouth, things come out of them. They're just not a pile of words like you've become. Or the people's words, verses and chapters. They actually think for themselves. And then it gets destroyed. And you're part of it. Whether you like it or not, you will do to them what was done to you, and you can't help yourself no matter what. 60% divorce rate, and guess who? The devil's on your doorstep, is encouraging all this free love, and then what happens with the free love? It ain't so free, is it? And so when you give into those things, you have a new ruler. You have a new bully. You have somebody who loves your failing and loves you for your failing. And you'll feel good for being loved for it. It's madness. All right, now we're going to go to Vin in California. Hello.
Thank you.
What can I do for you, Vin?
Yes, I would like to know how to deal with a bully in my business.
Is it your own business?
Yes.
Is it a family member?
No, I had just invited him in the business when my husband went to another job.
So he sort of worked his way in by being very useful, and you became dependent on him. Is that what it was?
It was exactly.
That's how they work. That's how you. After a while, he was so good at what he did, so eager to please, that you suddenly gave all the decisions over to him, so you could be relieved of the pain of having to do it for yourself. Big mistake.
Yes.
You will lose your business.
Excuse me?
You will lose your business.
I know. My client already told me he's controlling the...
I know, but if you could learn, if you will go to the website, FHU.com, and you can learn it in 10 minutes, although some people, they take some 10 years to even get started. But if you're really ready, you can find the strength within you that's always been there, to look him straight in the eyes and say, I'm sorry, it ain't going to work this way anymore. And then he'll get angry, but you won't get angry. The more angry he gets, the calmer you become. Because you are feeding him the power over you. He has no power except your submission gives it to him. Understand that. When you understand that you are his power to hurt you, and all you have to do is not be upset, he will fold. And you can send me a little bit of money from the business you save. I'll take 10%.
I actually told him I don't want him and the job anymore.
How do you mean him and the job? You mean you don't want him in the job?
When we go to the houses to look at the...
Well, I don't understand. I don't know what it is, but...
It's a... interior decorating.
I know, interior decorating, but is he a partner?
I wanted him to be a partner because he has all the workshop, all the workers.
Never mind. He's poisoned the well against you, right?
Uh-huh.
That's how they do it.
Yes.
Never mind. Tell him to go to hell quietly. And you need to talk to the workers quietly and say, look, things are going to go to them quietly. And before you talk to him, say, look, this is what's happened. I've been very weak. And
but Roy, I don't know the workers. I only know him.
You know what? Get new ones.
Get new one?
Get new workers.
Get new him and new workers.
That's right. Get new him and new workers. You can do it. You did it once. You can do it twice.
Someone who
really break the chain. Break the chain that's around your neck. And next time, make sure you're in charge of yourself and your world.
Okay. Even if he apologized and said, I love
even,
you.
No, say no. Don't apologize. Don't accept your apology. Yes, I forgive you, but you're gone.
Okay.
I forgive you. You don't have to hold on to him just because he forgives you. You have the right to forgive him and not do business with him, and forgive him and do business with him. I would recommend you forgive him, which means it's not important anymore. You've learned your lesson. Go on with your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. There is a time when you feel guilty when you forgive people, when it makes things less important because there's a reason for it, because you've been so long giving in to people that when you stop giving in to them and getting their pleasure, the guilt of serving them all your life catches up with you as guilt. So there will be a time when you feel guilty when you don't do the right thing and you don't take that drink. Guilt catches up with you for not drinking. You say, this is ridiculous. No, it's the good guilt that's catching up with you that's going to cure you. It's the guilt you should have felt all along. 866 Radio Roy. Call my office, ask questions, see if we can give you some help. If you don't have money for the help, we'll help you. Very simple. There's only a CD you need, basically, and that's free on the web or what you can afford by calling the number, 866-RADIO-ROY and FHU.com. Thank you for supporting the program. We'll be right back with another hour. The show number is 4561. These programs are available.
The best advice I ever received, I called you up. I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial. But I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
So watch and learn how to keep the next upsetting moment outside your head. Also, stop struggling with those nagging thoughts inside your head. And then, there, in that clear space within you, discover the gift of healing. Download the CD, Be Still and Know, and rediscover the innocence of a little child. Do this, and bless the day you heard this message. Go to FHU.com, that's FHU.com, for information about the call-in radio program Advice Line on Internet and XM. Please call 866-RADIO-ROY, that's 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.